This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Wednesday accused Russia of using state media as part of a bid to influence Americans before the November election, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The government says Moscow remains the main threat to elections, trying to spread misinformation and confuse voters. One case the Justice Department unveiled accuses two employees of a Russian state-funded media organization of secretly funding a Tennessee company and fooling it into publishing Russian propaganda videos. Another involves seizing internet domains Moscow used to create fake websites designed to look like those of major news organizations. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the actions show the lengths to which the Putin government will go to meddle in U.S. affairs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Nuclear Agency Chief Rafael Grossi visited the Russian-occupied nuclear Zaporizhzhia power plant in southeast Ukraine on Wednesday.
We have a very fragile situation here because of the military operations.
Grossi is director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and his team inspected one of the cooling towers of the plant that caught fire last month. And Grossi said the fire was not caused by combustion at the base of the tower. The Zaporizhzhia plant, Europe's largest nuclear facility, fell to Russian troops soon after Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 and is not operating now. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba on Wednesday submitted his resignation ahead of an expected reshuffling of government leaders. Kuleba gave no reason for stepping down. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated last week the reshuffle was imminent. With the war poised to enter a critical stage,